Hi everyone and welcome back to the Simple Down podcast where we talk about things, and today's thing will start like a very insecure and self-centered rant, then we'll kind of evolve through a little bit of introspection, and finally, hopefully, we will arrive at the title, Happiness Within. To start the rant off, let's imagine a situation. You've had this best friend, your BFF, for years. You'd spend all your free time together, having the best time together. But recently, they have been having the best time with someone else as well. It happened once, and you were like, whatever. It happened twice, and you found them giggling together at school about something that happened while they were together without you. Slowly but steadily, they've been hanging out together more and more, not inviting you to join, until you walk into class and see them sitting together. For reference, where I'm from, we had two people sitting at this one longer, larger desk. Before this, you and your bestie used to sit together. Now, what do? Option A, you start acting passive-aggressive like a truly insecure queen, hoping that your best friend will get the hint. Option B, you confront your best friend and tell them that you feel left out, hoping to get them back. Option C, you instantly try to find someone to fill that friend's spot because now that friend's dead to you. Or option D, you become a total emo because nobody likes you and you're going to die alone. Which one of these amazing options will it be? Well, it's a trick question because all of these options are obviously wrong. What my 13-year-old self should have done when this actually happened instead of D. how I wish that back then I would have stopped just to realize that I've put my self-worth on my relationships, on who wanted to hang out with me, on who found me interesting. Because if there was someone who I thought was cool and they found me interesting, that meant I'm interesting, because otherwise I'm obviously the lamest person to walk the earth. You see, I'm exaggerating a lot today, but my point is that this realization would have been the best reaction to that kind of a situation. But it didn't happen, and so another 17 years passed by. I don't think that I need to get much into what those years looked like. They were, you know, that super cliche story of someone who seems to have a lot of friends or acquaintances, is always on their phone, posting to social media, going out every day to have lunch or coffee with someone, only to go back home, get into bed and zone out into the abyss, feeling so deeply alienated from the world, despite of being surrounded by the world all the time. Someone who's like a walking shell of a person. I'd call this stage just trying to fit in. Because when you place all of your self-worth on other people, then you have to be whoever they need you to be, right? And you don't really always know who that is. It's hilarious when I think about it now, how much I change for each person I hang out with and then cry because I'm so lonely and no one understands me or values me or even seem to know me. Girl, there's nothing to know. You're just a walking, mimicking machine, just adding timely jokes on whatever the other person has just said. There's nothing coming out of you. You're just a reflection plus a joke. And this is something I've realized only now when working on this podcast, how it's so difficult to share my mind, my feelings, and myself and lead conversations because I'm so used to just following whatever is going on, whatever the other person is transmitting, playing with it and using it to fit in with them because that is safe. That's already approved by them because they are leading the communication. I don't need to guess what to say or how to act. They're already doing the leading and I just need to follow along and charm them with my jokes here and there. Just a wonderful, quirky, funny person, you know? And also when people would ask me broad questions like, how am I? What's up? What are my plans? And so on, I instantly shut off and become super unengaged in the conversation because I think I just don't feel there's anything to me without, you know, without the validation of other people. Talking about myself in a conversation, unlike here where I can imagine I'm just talking into the void, into the screen, but in a conversation, it's unsafe. It's like I'm pulling the light onto myself and there's nothing to show. So people will get disappointed in me. they will judge me. They will see through me, right through me. They will see just how big of a loser I am. And we don't want that, right? We want to be the charming, funny one who always has a joke for your story. We don't have stories, please. Don't ask. No anecdotes. Nada. Move on. I've spent 3 decades in such friendships, relationships, whatever. Guys, 3 decades. Being certain that there's a problem somewhere, but acting completely oblivious to the fact that I'm just looking for someone to give me value. Someone to save me from my loser self and my miserable loser life. I don't know how much longer it would have taken me to snap out of it if it wasn't for my favorite astrology app. It's The Pattern, by the way, if anyone's interested. I mean, I think I would have realized it eventually somehow, but the app has this timing feature where it analyzes your transits in this really comprehensible language, and it kept persistently showing me these timings of finding home within, finding happiness within, again and again pointing to the fact that I need to feel content regardless of the people around me. And I was still not getting it. I was obsessing over getting new friends because, you know, I'm in this big city. I don't really know people here. Again, living out the loser vibes. But one morning, it just kind of landed. And it's so easy to say that, oh yeah, and then I decided to work on my self-esteem and confidence. It's much more difficult than that. Wake up. If you're in a similar situation or place like me, there are so many patterns looping all around you, patterns you're not even aware of, not even slightly. So how can you just change them? That's just very naive, but I've been there. I probably still am there with one foot. You probably don't even see what's really going on, neither do I. But instead, what I decided was to start becoming the kind of a friend I wanted in my life. You know, someone who I've always wanted in my life, who I always felt like I needed. That is also very difficult and confusing. Don't misunderstand, but at least you don't have to pinpoint all the things that are wrong right now in order to start changing. You can just start practicing that friend's voice in your head. You give them qualities that you've always desired your best friend to have. And with the help of that, in my case, encouraging, positive, accepting friend in our mind, we can start learning to lead our own story now. To start learning to find ourselves cool and interesting. And not because someone else thinks so, but because we feel so, because that friend in our mind encourages us to feel so, then they accept us feeling so. And I believe eventually we will be able to integrate that voice as our own, because it is our own, but at the beginning it just feels so unnatural, too unnatural to be our own. It's even kind of forced and very obviously made up because we don't think like that. But you know, we got ourselves into this mushy mess because we don't think like that. So maybe it's time to start. Thank you all for listening, as always, and until next time.